All right, so we got the Father's Day dilemma. For you dads out there, would you just rather be able to opt out of the day, do your thing, play some golf, whatever, hang out in the backyard, smoke barbecue, whatever it is, you don't have to be around your kids, you don't have to be around your family, and you don't have to feel like a deadbeat?
Well, we have a caller who disagrees, and he's royalty on this show. And we only get a call a couple times a year.
Oh, okay.
20-year listener and a father of many children. This is we go to Big Vern, a very high-level dad. Big Vern, what's going on, buddy?
It is a blessing and an honor to talk to you, gentlemen.
It's good to hear from you again.
I don't fault David at all. There is no fault. There is no blame because, well, he needs to establish his dominance. My wife, the wonderful woman that she is, she understands that Father's Day is the most important day of the year to me. You can forget my birthday. You can forget Christmas. I don't care about Thanksgiving. Father's Day, my wife and children are the most important thing in the world to me. But at the same time, we're also going to do what I want because I'm the king. But I've established that in the beginning. There is no giving you a problem. Like that guy who wrote in about my wife saying I can't play golf with my, he hasn't established his dominance. He has no dominance. So I will get up in the morning. I will do my 5K for prostate cancer. We're going to church. We're going to a restaurant of my choice. I'm going to open my gifts, and my family is going to lavish me with love and attention like I show towards them. That's my choice because I love them. It's my day. And especially, you know, since I've been in the gym, I get my time now. That's my escape. So you also have to do something a little constructive to be able to get your time, too. So you can have your side hobby, your constructive hobby, and it all works out. It's all about how you establish your dominance. There is no dilemma. It's your day. You're the King David. It's in your name. Establish your dominance. Do what you want to do. It's your day, bro.
David. So Vern is calling in from Zamunda.
Oh, jeez.
Of course. You have to establish your dominance. He has it in his name. Royalty just comes with being King David.
David, what's your problem now?
Oh, he's right. He's exactly right. I'm gonna set some things in order today.
Can we call your wife live on the air and say Big Vern said I have to establish my
woman? I might have to change my name, Mike, because like I said, I've been in the gym. I've dropped 9. Medium Vern from now on.
Vern, that's fantastic, brother. I'm happy for you. You got to stick around for them kids. That's right.
Yes, you got to stick around for the kids. I've been on the Doug Carr's eating plan. I've been eating kale pizza, fat-free water. I've been riding the bike. So as long as you have some type of constructive hobby along with your side hobby, it gives you a little bit more leeway. If David just sat around and played video games all day or he did nothing or, you know, he just sat around the house, didn't accomplish any tasks, it would be hard for him to be able to establish his dominance. But as a father and being the stand-up citizen and the man of God that he is, why shouldn't he get his day? There should be no dilemma.
All right, David, then Big, you just need to say Big Vern said it.
Right, you're medium exactly Vern. Right. Medium Vern.
Medium Vern. Medium Vern.
There we go.
David, are you gonna tell your family you don't want to see him on Father's Day?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go home and tell him I hate him.
You sure?
I think I'm going to go home and tell him.
I mean, Vern.
I don't know that's the move.
I'm just joking, you sure? People. You got, I love my family.
You got the blessing of Vern, who out there looking like Zion in this medium shirt.
Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Jason, what's going on, buddy?
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Mike, and you're a father, too, because you're a father of dogs. So go to Costco and go get them some damn treats.
Damn right.
What? And Rico, you're a father too of that tortoise. So you know what? Shout out to you too.
I'll take it. No. As long as it includes a trip to Costco, I'm happy. This is super. What do you got, Jay?
So the last 4 years, because I've called in before, I got three daughters, one that's 21. And I got a 19-year-old just finished her first year at UNC. Shout out. But you know what? They know this is my day. I want to be left alone. Mother's Day gets hyped up. You know, like, put them on pedestals, but they give dads things they got to work with or cook with, whatever. So in 2 hours, we're getting ready to get in a car, me and five buddies, and we're getting ready to be on a fishing charter tomorrow morning, hit the Gulf Stream, and go catch a mahi-mahi, deep sea fishing.
Good for you. Nice. Good for you. Excellent, Jason. I love
it. And I'll be back Sunday night because, you know what, 4:30 comes early Monday morning. But you know what? It's our time. So all the fathers out there, especially the ones that are deployed dealing with this nonsense overseas, you know what? Happy Father's Day. David, you do what you want to do. You've earned it. Put some respect behind your name. And, Mike, take your butt to Costco. You earned it, brother.
You're damn skipping.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy Jason, that my trip. Man. I love it. Hey, David, basically.
David, I want you to walk in the house. Woman, no, we need to talk.
That would not be the move. Because I've met David's wife a couple of times.
All
that
right,
would
saying, like,
not
Ray
be
Lewis.
The move.
Women.
I don't know that acting like Ray Lewis would be the move either.
I'll be sleeping outside.
I was going to say. I think there's definitely a more politically correct way.
I need you to strut in like George Jefferson. Woman, we need to talk.
Okay, that's Rico. I'm suggesting something far different. Ticket text. We'll get to football today. By the way, David, congratulations on your new quarterback at Michigan. He's a real doozy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you missed the show earlier, Michigan brought in arguably the worst quarterback in America. What it means, I'll let you people read into it. I just tell you, it wouldn't be on my roster. If State brought him in, I'd be upset. I'd be upset if he was my backup. Steven Garcia is Jake Garcia, whatever. The kid from ECU, he's terrible. Threw 13 picks in 5 games. He's awful. When you lose your job to Caden Hauser, you're objectively bad at football. Okay, Mikey Keene's hurt. And if you have to get a quarterback on June 13th, I mean, I'd rather just lose and play Underwood. Honestly.
But I don't think that the Michigan mindset will allow them to throw away a season. I mean, you kind of threw away one last year, but yeah.
David is going to go home, tell his family he hates them, and that he's moving in with his other family. LOL. Wow.
I mean.
No. No. My son has a baseball tournament all weekend. Probably 2 games on Sunday. I love watching my only son play baseball, but an afternoon on the couch, falling asleep to the U.S. Open would be great. Pete Ann McComb.
Can I give one piece of news?
Sure.
That might help Lions fans feel a little better. Sporting News, amongst other websites. Have you caught this J.J. McCarthy stuff?
No.
Here's a headline, and they're all like this. Vikings flirting with quarterbacks due to J.J. McCarthy's struggles in OTAs.
Are you being serious right now? Boy, you're just trying to really ruin his Father's Day.
No, I just said he's a wild card.
He ain't a Michigan Wolverine anymore, okay?
No, he...
So, but see, that was always the wild card. As you said, if he actually picked things up, you saw, redhead or not, what Sam Darnold did, and he was a career backup throughout the NFL. And he went out there and led them to 14 wins.
I'm just, listen, I don't know.
Who's still out there?
Kirk Cousins?
Okay, would they make the trade?
Well, no. My question is, we dismiss a lot of OTAs when you hear, oh, they're having the time of their life.
I do as well.
So well. Yeah. So is this the same thing? Do you just shoo it to the side?
No. Like when I saw when J-Mo dusted the other corner that they drafted in the second round.
Rakestraw.
You know what? Bad day, bad snap, whatever. Good for J-Mo, bad for Rakestraw. When the team is openly talking about this, now I don't think they would bring Cousins back.
Remember, they already traded for Sam Howell, too. And Howell apparently has looked good at OTAs. Look, the headline caught me off guard. I think McCarthy, if he's good, they're going to be a threat to the Lions. If he's bad... Yeah, he's a wild card.
This is when I will talk to JJ and tell him, you will never have it this good, son. Get your stuff together. Get your life together. You're never going to have it this good.
Well, he had it good in college. He knew the other team's plays.
You know what, Mike? You win.
My bad.
97.